The reading this morning is from the book of Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 to 10, and it's on page 1053 of the Church Bibles. Zacchaeus the tax collector. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he couldn't because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He's gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I've cheated anyone out of anything, I'll pay him back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." This is the word of the Lord.
What? You think I look better? Thank you. That's very nice. I thought I would go for a change of image. What do you think? What, do you like it? Do you like it? Well, maybe I'll keep this then. You know, it's easy to change our appearance. You can have your hair done, you can do some makeup, you can perhaps grow a beard if you're a man, or a moustache, change your clothes. People sometimes even have operations to just make themselves different. We can change our appearance. And I think it's rather good, don't you? Do you like it? Yeah. But it's not so easy. It's not so easy. It's hard to change our character. It's hard to change what we are like. It's hard to change our hearts. But today, we heard about someone. Who was in the reading? Can you tell me who the reading was about? It was about Zacchaeus. And he was a man who changed. He was completely changed. Tell me, what was he like before he met Jesus? Can someone tell me? Someone else. What was he like? Come on then.
He was a robber.
He was mean. He was a robber. Was he poor or was he rich? Why was he rich? Because he was a robber. Who did he take money from? The people. People like me. Yeah, people like you. And that was really mean because those people didn't have much money anyway. And he was collecting taxes for the Romans as well as for the king. And they didn't like the Romans because the people there, God's people, the Israelites, were living under the Romans. But he didn't care. He was more concerned about being rich and taking taxes and then taking too much so that he could become rich. But what was he like after he met Jesus? What happened to him? Yeah? Any thoughts? Go on then.
He changed.
How did he change? Abraham. How did he change? Did he get worse? No. What happened? Say that again. That's very good. Four times the amount. He gave money back, didn't he? He said he'd give half of his money, just give it away anyway. And then if he cheated anyone, he'd give it back to them many times over. What an amazing change. I wonder if it was hard for Zacchaeus to do that. How did it happen? How did he change? Well, you know, Luke, who wrote that story, he tells us that before he met Zacchaeus, he met another rich man, a young ruler. And that man was weighed down by his riches. He was a very rich man. And he was weighed down for them because they were the most important thing in his life. And he came to Jesus and said, "How can I have eternal life?" And Jesus knew that his money, his riches, was the most important thing in his life. And he said, "You need to give away your money." But he couldn't do that because that was the most important thing to him. And Jesus said something very difficult to his friends. He said, "How hard it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." And we've just seen, though, Zacchaeus, who was a rich man, and what happened to him. Jesus said, "How hard it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." Right, now I need someone to help me do something hard. Could someone help me? Yeah, Bradley, do you want to come up? You've got to be brave. Do you want to come up? Stand towards the front. Now, this is a very hard thing to do. What I want you to do is a needle. It's got a red thing on it so that we don't lose it. I want you to stick the needle in the balloon without popping it. Who's going to do it? Who's going to have a go first? Right, do you want to put these on? Health and safety, you know. Yeah, you look good. Right, this is your face. Don't try not to drop the needle. I've got a mark so we don't lose it. What you got to do is try and stick the needle in without popping it into the side. Go on, it's got to go right in. Now, you've got to stick it in here. Just do it really slowly. Just do it in slowly. Oh! Bradley, do you want to have a go? Put your glasses on. No, you look good. We'll put them on anyway. Oh, sorry. Health and safety, I stuck the pin in him. Right, yeah? So see if you can stick it in without popping it. Anyway, just in there. Just do it really... Oh. Anyone else want to have a go? Do you want to come up? Put those on. No, the idea is you've got to stick it in. I know it's a hard thing to do, but see if you can pop the balloon. Or not pop it. Oh. Right, okay, right. Right, do you want to have a sit down? Now, I'm going to rerun. Right, do you want to sit down? Thank you. This is how you do it. You have to do it really slowly. Here's a needle, here's the balloon. I'm shaking because I'm going to do it so slowly. Who wants to have a go?
Very slowly.
You've got to stick it in there where the summer tape is. Okay, do it really slowly.
Can I try the goggles?
Do. You won't need the goggles because you're going to do it. Show everybody. Go on. Push it in slowly. Push. Oh! Can I just, Josh, remind you something?
Yeah.
A magician never reveals his secrets. It was impossible for you to do that. But it was possible for me. Because I knew how to do it. It was possible for Joshy because he knew how to do it. When Jesus met that rich man and he said to his friends how hard it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God, his friends were shocked. What a terrible thing to hear, because they believed that a rich man was someone blessed by God. He had his riches because God was looking in favor upon him. So how could you say that it's hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God? They said, if they can't enter the kingdom of God, how can anybody? But this is what Jesus replied. This is so important. Such amazing words. Jesus replied, what is impossible with men is possible with God. I don't think it was an accident that very soon after Jesus said those words that he met Zacchaeus. He was a rich man, we've heard. We've heard that he was an unpleasant man. He didn't really care about the people who he was robbing. But he was completely changed. Jesus called him by name down from the tree. And he was changed not by his own effort, but by the power of God. What a miracle when someone is changed like that. But what is impossible with men is possible with God. Zacchaeus that day was saved from his sins and he entered the kingdom of God, and salvation came to his house. And God still does those miracles today. Can we have that picture? A couple of years ago, some of us were at the Focus holiday, and someone called Shane Taylor was interviewed by Nicky Gumbel, the vicar of Holy Trinity Brompton. This man was in prison for attempted murder. He was, in his own words, a thug. He got his meaning in life by being hard and making people respect him by being violent. In prison, he was in a high security prison because he used to attack and injure the guards. He stabbed a guard, one of the prison wardens. It was so bad that if they were going to open his cell, they would have 3 or 4 prison guards with riot shields for one man. But this man went to an Alpha course and he met Jesus. And he was completely changed. When he left prison, he got the job as a prison chaplain. Amazing. Who would have thought that could happen to someone like that, completely changed? But what is impossible with men is possible with God. And there's people here in this congregation who could stand up here and tell you how Jesus has changed their lives. When Jesus met Zacchaeus and he met that rich young man, he was on his way up to Jerusalem where he would die on the cross. But the people, before that happened, the people welcomed him as the king. We remember that as Palm Sunday, when all the people shouted Hosea and said, here's the king of Jerusalem, here's the king of the Israelites. And they were hoping that he was going to be their king, that the kingdom of God was going to come in, and that Jesus was going to rule and he'd throw out the Romans. But they were wrong, because that's not what was going to happen. The kingdom of God had to center on the cross. Jesus dying and saving people from the things they do wrong. The kingdom of God must come in the hearts of men and women, in the way it came in the hearts of Zacchaeus and in the hearts of Shane Taylor. So, as we finish, an encouragement, and a challenge. An encouragement. Is there someone that you would love to see come into the kingdom of God? What is impossible with men is possible with God. And then a challenge to all of us. Just as Jesus called Zacchaeus down from the tree, he calls each one of us by name and says, I want to be with you. So whether that's for the first time or the 100th time, will you let him in and let him rule in your heart, in our heart, so that we can be changed like Zacchaeus, to be more like him, to enter into the kingdom of God? Do you not think that's possible? What's impossible with men is possible with God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for that story of Zacchaeus, that nasty, unpleasant man that we would not want anything to do with. And yet you loved him and you miraculously changed him and you ruled in his heart and your kingdom was established there. Thank you that you still change people's lives today. And Lord, I pray that we would invite you into our lives and allow you to change us to be more like you, to be more like Jesus, day by day. Amen.